Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has warned that excessive demands could hamper talks on Iran's nuclear energy program. On his Twitter page, Rouhani referred to his phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Rouhani told Putin that excessive demands could complicate the process toward a win-win agreement. The Iranian president praised Moscow's efforts to help negotiate a settlement to the issue. According to the Kremlin, Putin told Rouhani that there is a, quote, real chance to resolve the international standoff over Iran's nuclear energy program. Representatives from Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany will sit down for fresh talks in Geneva this coming Wednesday. The meeting will be held under pressure from Israel, which seems determined to force Western countries to block a nuclear deal with Iran. The previous round of talks ended without an agreement after France blocked a deal under the influence of Israel. Well, we're going to cross over to Irvine. Joining us via Skype is Professor Nader Bagherzadeh. He's with the UC Irvine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, when President Rouhani says that excessive demands could complicate the process toward a win-win agreement, what does he mean when he says excessive demands per se?
So I think we have to guess because we don't know the details of the discussions. But from what has been reported by the Western media is that the French government last minute before the agreement was going to be signed off basically put on the table two additional items, which was pausing work on the Iraq heavy water facility, reactor facility, and the issue of recognizing Iran's enrichment, assuming that these are correct issues that were reported properly. I think those two issues were resolved because Mr. Zarif yesterday said that recognition by others is not important because inalienable rights of countries for enrichment is already embedded. So he basically crossed that item off. And I think pausing Iraq is not going to be a showstopper. This facility is not going to start working for another year and a half to 2 years. Perhaps after that, it will take a while before any plutonium that could be used for anything non-peaceful could be used. So I think Iran may not have a problem with that. I'm not sure about that. But the latest information from Mr. Hollande's visit to Israel is that he has put down two critical more items. One of them is removal of enriched material from Iran. And I think if you recall, your listeners recall, Mr. Araghchi a week or so ago said that is a red line for us. So maybe perhaps President Rouhani is referring to that. And then number two, which is also very important, is that he has said he wants to add inspection of all the nuclear sites, meaning beyond the current agreement with the agency. That means wherever the centrifuges are made, the R&D facilities, laboratories, and so on. This is not covered under the current Comprehensive Safeguard Agreement. This is, to me, like additional protocol, what he wants.
Indeed, Professor, how conducive are such demands for finding a peaceful agreement to this, to Iran's nuclear energy program, considering setting preconditions shows sort of inflexibility on the part of France? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think they should stop at Iraq and the other item, which I think Mr. Zarif and his team were working on hard on that. I think they should let this phase go forward and then work on those issues for the culminating final agreement, which will come after 6 months. I think pushing everything up front is a recipe for disaster and failure. And I really hope when the meetings start Wednesday, and perhaps the conversation with President Putin has been to just relax those two items and see if we can move forward to what was proposed before. Because, as you said, these preconditions, these are really fundamental issues. Inspection of all the nuclear sites is the additional protocol. And that is something that Iran has said will do if the sanctions, the real sanctions, are reduced regarding banking and oil industry. And none of that is on the table anyway. So perhaps that should be part of the final agreement, if you will.
Indeed.
And so I have a feeling that hopefully they will reduce their demands at this stage.
Okay, let's wait and see how this pans out. Professor Nader Bagherzadeh with UC Irvine joining us via Skype. Many thanks indeed, Professor, for your comments here on Press TV.